Good morning, everyone. It's the 4th of February, 2023, Saturday morning. I hope you're having a good weekend this week. I just have a question, some questions for the audience today to ask you to contemplate and answer this question for me. Would the Apostle Paul support the following? Would the Apostle Paul support the Roman Catholic Church being great as he was? Would he have joined the evangelicals and Catholics together and signed a petition to all come under one umbrella? Would the Apostle Paul be supportive of Black Lives Matter? Would he been a member of the Black Lives Matter Club? Where this organization raised millions and millions of dollars and burnt down buildings and destroyed businesses. Would the Apostle Paul have been a part of that? Would the Apostle Paul be a member of the Community Action League? The Community Action League, where he get together and raise money for all kinds of social programs, all in the name of loving your neighbor. Would he have done that? Would the Apostle Paul be promoting a political platform, whether it be Republican or Democrat? Would he be an activist in politics if he were living today? Was he an activist in politics when he was living during the time of the apostles in the New Testament church? Would the Apostle Paul be advocating the secular education in our society? Would he be promoting universities and would the Apostle Paul be posting all of his degrees upon his office wall? You know, would the Apostle Paul be it, would he, if while Billy Graham was still living, would Apostle Paul attended a Billy Graham crusade at the Chief Stadium with 50,000 people? Would the Apostle Paul be attending a Southern Gospel music concert with Bill Gaither and Gaither Vocal Band? Would he be a part of that? Would the Apostle Paul be a member of the National Prayer Breakfast? He attend the National Prayer Breakfast and pray at the National Prayer Breakfast. Would the Apostle Paul be supporting C.S. Lewis, an avowed Roman Catholic who admitted that he prayed to Mary? Would the Apostle Paul be giving great accolades to Rick Warren in his Purpose Driven Life book? Would the Apostle Paul be endorsing Beth Moore in the Southern Baptist Convention and other women ministers? Gives us pause, doesn't it, to think about that if Apostle Paul were down here today, tonight? would the Apostle Paul take part in pro-life movement chains, where all kind of churches gathered together and hold hands around the pro-life movement? Would Apostle Paul be a part of that? Would the Apostle Paul be endorsing people like Joyce Meyer? I had a guy one time tell me that Joyce Meyer was his favorite theologian. Would the Apostle Paul be endorsing Paul White, the mentor of Donald Trump? Would he be endorsing Juanita Bynum? What about T.D. Jakes? Would he go on the platform with T.D. Jakes? And would he go on the platform with Piper and some of these other very known, well-known, quote, religious leaders, unquote, in the United States? Would he endorse evangelicals and Catholics together? J.I. Packer and John Stott? Would he endorse social programs like all of these prison ministries? Would he endorse Chuck Colson? Just asking the question. I think the answer to every one of those questions that I pose is an absolute affirmative no. He would not be a part of it. And by the way, we could ask the same thing of Christ if he were down here today. Would he be a participant in any of those programs? Absolutely not. And so then the answer or the question I have is, if the Apostle Paul and Jesus Christ would not be associated with that, how can you as a professing Christian be associated with this, all of this garbage? You know? Would Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul endorse the New International Version of the Bible? I don't think so. You know, we're living in times where it's more important for people to do what's politically correct than what is biblically correct. They're more interested in being accepted than taking a stand. Would the Apostle Paul wear a mask? Just asking, would Jesus Christ wear a mask if he were down here today? Would the Apostle Paul endorse the World Health Organization or the Centers for Disease Control? Would he endorse them, those organizations? Would he be a part of the climate change movement? The one who stills the wind and calms the sea, would he take part in climate change? Well, that's just some questions I have on this Saturday morning for you to contemplate. Al Gore has made millions, hundreds of millions of dollars off of his climate change movement. Well, may the good Lord be with you today, and let us do what is biblically correct, not politically correct. God bless.